A fictional detective and real forensics. A woman walks into a detective's office. The detective takes one look at her and says, "I see that you work at the factory in Smithfield." The woman is amazed as he explains that he has figured it out from the mud on her shoe and the color of her dress. But we in the audience aren't surprised. The detective is Sherlock Holmes, and his remarkable skills have been entertaining us since 1892, first in the books by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and in movies and television shows ever since. Everybody loves Sherlock Holmes, but what you may not realize is that even though he is a fictional character, he played a big role in the real history of forensic science. Back when Conan Doyle started writing, criminals were usually arrested because they were caught red-handed or because they were accused by a witness. But because cities were getting busier and more crowded, crime was increasing. Conan Doyle studied medicine, and he believed that applying rigorous scientific methods to solving crimes could help authorities identify more criminals. So he wrote stories in which his Sherlock Holmes character used the latest techniques. And in some areas, Conan Doyle was way ahead of his time. One way that Conan Doyle predicted real forensics was in his character's use of fingerprints. At that time, some police departments used a method for identifying criminals that involved measuring 12 characteristics of the body, like the length of the arm or the distance between the mouth and nose. Other departments used fingerprinting. Conan Doyle had Sherlock use fingerprint analysis in the story The Sign of the Four in 1890, and he made the right choice. London's police force began using fingerprint identification in 1901. Conan Doyle was also ahead of his time when it came to typewriter analysis. In the 1891 story A Case of Identity, Sherlock Holmes solves a case because he is able to identify the specific machine that a typewritten letter came from. The amazing thing is that Conan Doyle wrote this story 3 years before the first time that typewriter analysis was used in court, and around 40 years before the FBI began using it officially. Sherlock Holmes and his creator didn't just predict new developments. They actually influenced forensic scientists. The French detective Edmond Leucard, who started the first forensics lab in the 1900s, was such a big fan that he asked his police science students to read the stories to understand the importance of preserving a crime scene. Much of what Sherlock Holmes could do was not realistic. Even the best detectives can't just look at a person and guess what he or she ate for breakfast. But Conan Doyle and his hero predicted forensics in surprising ways. And all you have to do is turn on the TV to see that our fascination with Sherlock Holmes, and with forensic science in general, is still going strong more than 100 years later.